Welcome to the Audiosyncrasy Podcast, episode number 21. I'm your host, Jamie Osborne, and thank you for downloading the episode. On this one, episode 21, recorded on 4/108, that being April Fool's Day, but it's not an April Fool's episode, we're going to celebrate some very interesting music. You know, this is an original medium, and very often when you're listening to artists of the New Age contemporary instrumental persuasion, sometimes you forget where these artists learn their craft and what's important to them as people. So I thought what we would do this on this episode of the program is to celebrate the themes that these artists, that many of these artists find dear to them. It became apparent when Jeff Bjork released This I Know, Ageless Hymns of Faith, that obviously that's something very important to Jeff and where he derives a lot of his, not only his influence, but you know, a lot of the things that make up Jeff. And his CD is doing very, very well. And then just recently, David Nevue released Adoration, a CD in a similar vein from a very big name in our field. So I was sensing a theme. So I thought on this episode, we would explore the music of celebration, what moves many of these artists, and where, you know, they're famous and they're well known in their communities for their music, and vice versa, and, you know, how their music has inspired their faith. So I thought what we'd do is celebrate that and listen to music from Daniel Kleefeld, some Fred McKinnon, Jeff Bjork, David Nevue, and Ryan Farish, all on this episode of Audiosyncrasy, the podcast. Enjoy. Thank you. Winding up episode 21, music from sort of the sacred tradition, you might say, sort of celebrating their influences and all of that on episode 21. We began with music from Daniel Kleefeld. Quiet Resting Places is the latest CD of Daniel's in the library, and you heard a track to begin things on this episode called Spring Rain 2. Find Daniel at Daniel Kleefeld, KLEEFELD.com, or on MySpace at myspace.com/Daniel Kleefeld. After that, a beautiful track from Fred McKinnon. It's called Restless, and found him on MySpace, and he sent me a track a while back. He's got some new music out, including an orchestral version of Restless, but you heard the solo version. Find him at fredmckinnon.com with two N's, or at myspace.com/fredmckinnon. In the middle, that music that I talked about at the top from Jeff Bjork. His new CD, This I Know, Ageless Hymns of Faith, had that one called Be Thou My Vision. Jeff Bjork is at purepianomusic.com or at myspace.com/JeffBjork. Fourth track was a brand new one from David Neveu, just now in the library. The CD is called Adoration, and it's all music, as we've talked about, sort of from the sacred tradition, some hymns and some original works. Just As I Am was the track you heard. DavidNeveu.com, N-E-V-U-E.com, myspace.com/DavidNeveu, and David Neveu, one of the best promoters in the genre, has a great program that he does across the country called Whisperings. If you're ever near one of those, you've got to go catch him out, and you can find him and more information about the Whisperings concerts at solopianoradio.com. And just now, the only track I'm allowed to podcast from Ryan Farish, from a CD he released a couple of years ago called From the Sky. Ryan, a big supporter of the podcast, but he doesn't control his music. But he said in an email, I'll let you podcast Living Water. And it's the only track I'm allowed to podcast from Ryan Farish. RyanFarish.com, myspace.com/RyanFarish. And you can find all of these guys on my own MySpace page at myspace.com/AUDIOSYN. Dig around in my friends list and you'll find all of them there. Living Water from the 2003 release From the Sky from Ryan. Well, as I sort of alluded to with Ryan's track, all the music you hear on the Audiosyncrasy podcast is played with the express written permission of the artists. They have to control their music and give me the permission for me to air it to you in this forum. So I very much am grateful to the artists for doing that and giving me the permission to share the music with you in this manner. So I certainly hope you'll go out to these artists' web space and purchase their music and support them however you possibly can, because they certainly do it. They work hard for their creation of the music and following their muse, and they certainly deserve your support. And that does include this theme for the program that you'll catch here in just a second, Prelude to the Dance from David Lanz. It's from his 2002 CD, Skyline, excuse me, 1995 CD, Skyline Fire Dance. Find that at davidlanz.com. The theme, by the way, is called Prelude to the Dance, so it's a great track and a worthy reason to buy it. davidlanz.com, and the break music you just heard was from Crystalline Dream and Richard Solovey's CD, Threshold, featuring that track I like to talk over called Solar Flight. Solovey.info. More information on the Audiosyncrasy podcast is found on my page at radio.jamieo.com, J-A-M-E-Y-O. If you click on the episode listing in the upper right, you'll find a chronological version of this podcast. And you can also find that at newagereporter.com, where you'll find playlists if you click on the playlist tab. Those playlists include my radio program as well as this podcast, so you can always find out more information there and clickable links to find out more about the music in general on newagereporter.com. Finally, my MySpace, as I mentioned, is myspace.com/AUDIOSYN, and you can always send email or criticisms, feedback, or suggestions, or even new music if you're an artist and would like to be heard on the program, to audiosynpodcast@gmail.com. Well, that's going to wrap up episode 21, April Fool's Edition on the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. So glad you've downloaded it. Please feel free to listen to it again. Tell your friends about it. Send it around. Send it on my MySpace page and pass the link around. Share the love, and I'd certainly appreciate it. and I will hope to see you again on a future download of the Audiosyncrasy podcast. Thanks a lot.